Human Services and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The standoff between the White House and a federal judge who wants answers about the deportation of over 200 migrants to El Salvador is escalating, says ABC's Selena Wang.
The judge saying the rush deportations prevented the men from challenging the administration's allegations that they were members of the Tren de Aragua gang. The president claiming he never signed the order from the deportations, appearing to distance himself from the situation.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it.
Yet the proclamation filed bears the president's signature.
Heathrow Airport, Europe's busiest, is now fully operational after days of disruption caused by a fire at a nearby power substation. Boxing legend George Foreman is dead at 76. He won the world heavyweight title at age 45 and made millions selling electric grills. And the Vatican says Pope Francis will appear from the Rome hospital where he's been treated for over a month on Sunday. This is ABC News. It's not just the federal government that's cutting jobs. The nation's second largest city is looking at similar action.
Los Angeles is now projected to have a $1 billion budget shortfall, and now the city is warning layoffs are inevitable, and not dozens or hundreds of them, but thousands of city workers will be laid off. The mayor's office says fundamental change is coming, but there are big losses like $315 million less than expected in revenue from taxes, $100 million in liability and legal payouts, and $100 million to cover pensions for the LAPD and LAFD. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Public health officials in Texas say the measles outbreak expected to last for months, but that more people have gotten the MMR vaccine. Texas outbreak has seen 309 cases and one death. There was also a death reported in New Mexico. 42 people have been hospitalized in those two states. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is joining forces with Elon Musk and his new government department to cut 10,000 jobs at the U.S. Postal Service. But staff are pushing back. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
American Postal Workers Union President Mark Diamonstein says older adults, veterans, and others depend on the service's commitment to deliver mail to everyone, regardless of where they live, noting the Postal Service delivers to every address in the country, 169 million addresses, and 318 million pieces of mail every day.
Part of the effort on Thursday is to make the postal customers around the country fully aware of this threat, to what belongs to them.
In a letter to Congress, DeJoy said the agency needs help with lease renewals on its retail centers and tackling the issue of counterfeit postage. The Trump administration has also floated the idea of privatizing the post office. Supporters argue the change would make the Postal Service run more efficiently and save money. Polling from the Pew Research Center finds 72% of Americans have a favorable view of the Postal Service. Local unions in Kentucky are participating in a National Day of Action tomorrow. Diamonstein explains that more than five decades ago, postal workers won collective bargaining rights. He says the union is prepared to fight back on any attempt to weaken union rights or target worker protections and working conditions.
It's also very important, I think, for the public to be reminded that good living wage jobs help our communities. They help make them stronger. That good jobs turn over in the community to restaurants, to small retail stores, to housing.
According to the APWU, privatization would eliminate more than 600,000 living wage union jobs, including those of more than 70,000 military veterans.
That's Nadia Ramlagan. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend with sunny skies today and highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, a mix of rain and snow developing late, becoming breezy as well with a low near 26. On Sunday, a mix of rain and snow changing to all rain with highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. So March 22nd is considered National Goof Off Day, and our cover story this week is all about goofing off. We talk to a man who's made goofing off his life's work and ambition. Amanda Nimmer rhapsodizes on the fun little burst of energy that happens at the worst possible time of day. Is working on your car and making it look awesome considered goofing off? One local man says nope, and turns his passion into a business. We also have stories this week on self-harm awareness and what parents should look for in their children, and Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to know how the Great Lakes will be affected by NOAA firings. Following the cover story interview, our new Wisco team tells us how they goof off on National Goof Off Day, or any other day. And of course, we have Pete Schwabe with his classic cinema pick of the week. Later, McKenna May and Jake Allen from Grand Union work hard on their music while we goof off by listening. We open up this issue of New Wisco Weekend with Terry Barr and a story of a real goof off and how you can actually join in on the fun.
Lisa, look up the words goof off or goof around, and it means someone is being silly and having fun. The name Bello Knock could also be part of the definition as a professional goof off. Originally from Wisconsin, he's known for taking his daredevil skills to TV talent shows. And just in time for spring break, he's bringing his goofiness to Wisconsin Dells. David Grant with 99.7 Max FM, the local civic media radio station in Baraboo, shares his chat with Bello Knock.
Bello, what are you doing here today, buddy?
Oh, I am so happy to be back in what I would call my second home, but I am in town. Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. It's at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. If people have seen me before, because some people go, Bello, why does that sound familiar? I'm the guy with the tall hair that stands 1 foot tall, straight up. Looks like I'm upside down, but I'm not. Johnny Bravo, Bart Simpson, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I can attach to that.
I'm the guy who got shot out of a cannon and flew over a helicopter on America's Got Talent. I'm a finalist at America's Got Talent. On Britain's Got Talent, champion, and six different Got Talents around the world. But we're bringing some of that fun, Daredevil and the comedy, that the Wheel of Wonder, the motorcycles inside the cage. We have Puppy Pals, dogs. We have aerialist dancing, fun for the whole family. And this time it's mixed with a dinner show.
Wow, dinner and a fun show. That is going to be a fun time. I can't wait to get up and see it. I know you and I had a lot of fun the last time you were here.
We did.
Remember the Wienermobile?
That's right. That's right. You know, Baraboo is like a second home to me. I will give away my age, but 37 years ago, this April 16th, I got married right here at this courthouse in Square. I grew up here, and this is home. I happen to be traveling all around the world. I just came back from Germany, Amsterdam, L.A., and New York. I have a stop here to enjoy friends, family, and do this great show. And then it's off to tour around. I'm going to be in Romania, the Netherlands again, and Australia. It's fun to make a stop here and just enjoy, you know?
That is fun, and it's good to have you back in the Bearborough area to kind of be back in your old stomping grounds, per se.
Yeah.
And you picked a perfect time of year to be back as well. It's springtime. It's a spring dinner show in limited time, so if people want to get tickets, you need to go to Legacy Dinner Theater's website to get those tickets, or I assume they can just show up at the door and get tickets as well.
That's right. Walk-up is absolutely gummed, but LegacyDinnerTheater.com. LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Come join us. Come have a good time. Here's what I say. It's the most important part. The only form of entertainment that four generations can laugh at, ooh and aah, and applaud at, and then create everlasting memories.
It definitely is. I saw your last show. I'm glad you're back. I look forward to seeing this one as well. Bella, thank you so much for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And again, to check out this professional goof-off, go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Bella's Circus Extreme Show is there through the end of April. I say we all go goof-off with him. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Terry Baugh.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun.
Welcome to the weekend with New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app.
Going to car shows, showing off your car, making all vehicles look fantastic. Is that goofing off? Not if you turn it into a business. Here's Conrad Krieger with a look at Rebel Eddies.
Owning a business is already impressive, but owning a business at 20 years old is incredible. Bryce Kane of Rebel Eddies Detailing talks about his business in Green Bay, the background, and what the detailing service does for your car.
21 in March. I own my own business, a detailing business. It's a process. My parents helped me a lot. They helped me in the beginning. They gave me the idea and kind of took it and ran with it. There's a lot of levels of car detailing. Yeah. We do the higher end. Well, I guess I can go into how I started. So I started with a Challenger, my first car. I love that thing. It was Pearl Water Blue, and I used to sell chemicals out of the back of it at car shows. We had a product called Top Coat F11, and it was like the speed shine. You just spray it on the car, wipe it in, and it looked beautiful. And I would go to car shows, and I'd sell people the bottles for like $30 a bottle. That's kind of what I did for a little bit. And then I started doing mobile details, got a trailer, got a truck. We would go all over Marinette, Green Bay. The shop we have now is on Velp Avenue in Green Bay. So it's not just a quick vacuum. We're taking an extractor and that blasts hot water and steam into the carpets and sucks out all the embedded dirt and stains and all that on the insides. We'll take and Tornador, blow everything. And we make the vehicles look brand new again, even if they're, older. I want to take it far. Not a lot of people actually put care into their vehicles. They'll halfway it, you know what I mean? But not a lot of people take the right steps to keep your vehicle in perfect condition. And we know the right steps because we've been doing it long enough. I've got a guy with 10 plus years of experience. I got 3 full-time employees and they know a lot.
Kane shares what type of packages they offer at Rebel Eddies Detailing.
So there's a couple different ways you can go about things. So sometimes you're cleaning like an older vehicle that somebody got dirty. And there's a whole nother level as well, brand new protection. Somebody buys a brand new vehicle from a dealership. The dealer will try and swindle you on a package. We do an actual hand applied ceramic coating, which lasts, our highest coating lasts 8 years. So it fills in the pores of the vehicle's paint. So your paint's actually like your skin. It's got little pores on it. What that ceramic does is it fills in, makes it like a completely flat level surface. Water beads right off. And scratches don't show up as well because instead of showing up in the clear coat, they're in the ceramic.
Kane shares the correct way to take care of your cars during the winter or summer so you can just keep your car clean.
Simply vacuum your car out, wash your dash, wipe your windows down once a month. You're going to save yourself in the long run because otherwise you're going to have to spend $300, $400, $500 to get it fully detailed because you let it go 12 months getting dirty. So if you just wipe it down after you get some sort of protection on the inside and the outside, that's all you got to do. We're a one-stop shop. We're on Velp Avenue, so it's right off of, you can get off 41. We're about a mile from the highway. Perfect location. We're a one-stop shop. We do a lot of things. We do window tint. We do paint protection film, ceramic coatings, paint corrections, which is where you're getting scratches out, undercoatings, interior, exterior details as well. So we offer a lot, and we're going to get into doing some appearance type things, more so modifications, stuff like that. If we get another shop in the future, a bigger shop, we want to start being able to apply, you know, wheels, tires, rims.
That was Bryce Kane, owner of Rebel Eddie's Detailing. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
And we'll have fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
It the squirrels. That's when my brain gets revved up and I have to do something, anything, to keep up with the crazy thoughts and the energy in my brain. Amanda Nimmer, our new Wisco Weekend commentator, calls them the zoomies, and we're here for it. Here's Amanda.
You ever have that moment where you're falling asleep on the couch and you're like, all right, that's it. It's time for bed. So you make your way to your room and you get dressed and you lay down, and as soon as your head hits the pillow, a moment will pass. And then suddenly you have a massive burst of energy and it has to get out, and it has to get out now. You are now wide awake and full of hyperactive energy. And you, my friend, are a victim of late night zoomies or before bed zoomies. But Amanda, I'm not running back and forth like my dog does when my dog has the zoomies. No, I mean, you could be. There are some people who do that. But if you're not, you still might have late night zoomies if you have that sudden burst of energy that you just can't control right when you're supposed to be falling asleep. And let me tell you, if you're in a committed relationship, your partner absolutely loves this, right?
Wrong.
Don't listen to him. Anyway, what are late night zoomies? For adults, for humans. It's often characterized as just a massive burst of energy when you're supposed to be falling asleep. See, you have what is considered an not normal brain, because apparently there's people out there who have non-spicy brains that manage to release their energy at appropriate times so that when it's time to fall asleep, they actually fall asleep. How lucky are they? Instead, you have a spicy brain and your energy output is incorrectly timed. So when you should be falling asleep, suddenly, for no reason at all, okay, there are reasons, we'll get into them later, you're very hyperactive. You might be going a mile a minute in your brain trying to figure out life's mysteries. You might be trying to figure out your shopping for tomorrow, analyze different things. Or maybe you are actually getting out of bed and you have to clean your kitchen or your dining room. Maybe you're cleaning a toilet. It has to get done and it needs to be done now. Or in my case, getting really, really hyper for no reason and laughing and making no sense at all. Like, Kevin, what'd you call it? How'd you define that?
Walking a fine line between golden retriever puppy and crackhead.
Yeah, that. But why are we having zoomies? Good questions. As I said, you have a spicy brain. Sorry if this is the first you've heard about it. But realistically, it could be a combination of different factors. Like, for instance, your cortisol levels are off, your circadian rhythm is off, lack of sleep, lack of relaxation, you ate too close to bed, or you're just on that part of the ADHD spectrum that's a little extra spicy. There's a lot of different reasons. Whatever the reasons may be, if it's something that's really detrimental to your life, there are ways to change it. But if it's not, this is a message to the partners. Embrace it. Let them be zoomy. You guys take life too seriously sometimes. And sometimes we need to goof off before bed. Because who wants to go to bed with a frown on their face? Certainly not me. So if your partner has a case of the zoomies right before bed, zoom with them and zoom, zoom on. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
When we come back, our cover story featuring Discover Oshkosh Ambassador and the tour guide you never knew you needed, Pat Tracy, and the new Wisco Weekend team members on the best way to goof off on National Goof Off Day. This is New Wisco Weekend.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media radio stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, we have some more serious stories on the firings at NOAA and on self-harm. Then we get back to the silliness of goofing off. First, here's Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
This week's classic movie is a gritty caper film set in 1985 Los Angeles and pits the U.S. Secret Service and Treasury agents against a prolific counterfeiter in the film To Live and Die in L.A. Secret Service agent Richard Chance, played by William Peterson, is obsessed with taking down the man who killed his partner and is willing to push boundaries and even break the law to do so. Chance breaks in a new partner, straight arrow John Vukovich, played by John Pankow, convincing him throughout the film to bend the rules along with him to get their man. Vukovich reluctantly follows Chance's lead until one of their plots goes horribly awry.
We got an FBI agent killed. You hear that?
What do you want me to do about it, John?
It's just a matter of time before they identify us. They got a good look at us.
A face is bull without a name.
They got a make on the car.
Look, they wouldn't have sent it out over the teletype if they had anything. They're grabbing it.
Oh, Jesus. So what are we going to do about the 50 grand?
We're going to make the buy from Masters just like we planned.
Are you out of your mind?
The scene we just heard follows a legendary car chase scene, where Chance and Vukovich go the wrong way on the freeway to avoid being killed by several snipers. Chance and Vukovich dig a deeper hole for themselves as they go undercover trying to get close to counterfeiter Rick Masters, played by Appleton's own Willem Dafoe. First time I saw To Live and Die in L.A., I was probably 20 years old, and without spoiling the end, let's just say it absolutely shocked me. To Live and Die in L.A. is directed by William Friedkin. Friedkin also directed The French Connection, for which he won the Academy Award for Best Director. The French Connection also featured a famous chase scene. Friedkin wanted to outdo himself with the chase scene in To Live and Die in L.A., and in my opinion, did so with incredible editing and by using Los Angeles freeways to his cinematic advantage. The iconic scene took 6 weeks to film and was the last thing shot during production in the event that one of the actors got hurt. Here are some fun casting facts. Gary Sinise originally auditioned for the role of Richard Chance. He didn't get it, but on his way out the door, recommended his pal and fellow Chicago theater actor Peterson to the director. Once Peterson secured the role of Richard Chance, he referred Pankow, also a highly respected stage actor, for the role of Vukovich. A-listers Jeff Bridges, Richard Gere, and Harrison Ford were considered for the lead, but director Friedkin wanted an unknown actor and hit a home run with Peterson, who 1 year later squared off against Hannibal Lecter in Michael Mann's Manhunter and eventually played a big part in the CSI franchise. The film also has an excellent soundtrack and score composed by the band Wang Chung. Here's a fun music fact. Friedman asked Wang Chung not to specifically write a song called To Live and Die in L.A. because he thought having it named after the title would be too cheesy. Wang Chung ignored him, wrote the song anyway, and freaking flipped for it. The film is a masterpiece and an absolute classic because every component of To Live and Die in L.A. not only works, but was executed perfectly. And it's this week's classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Take New Wisco Weekend with you anywhere. Find us online at civicmedia.us. And of course, wherever you get your podcasts, this is New Wisco Weekend.
About 2 weeks ago, the Trump administration fired hundreds of workers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, as part of its attempt to reduce federal spending. Because some court rulings have said the firings should be reversed, confusion is reigning at the organization that also contains the National Weather Service. Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. New Wisco Weekend's meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Baldwin wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you Stormy today.
If the child you love is hurting so badly that they're harming themselves, you probably feel the pain too. With that story, here's Joanne Krulatz.
Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide. Alongside community-wide efforts, DHS encourages parents, caregivers, and community service providers to support youth by recognizing the signs that may lead to self-harm and encouraging open, honest, and judgment-free conversations about mental health. Signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal or changes in mood and behavior, reduced time with peers or family members, unexplained cuts, burns, or bruises, typically on the arms, legs, and stomach, finding razors, sharps, knives, or other items that may be used to self-injure, and keeping arms and legs covered even when it is inconvenient to do so. Parents, caregivers, guardians, and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming should take the following actions. Learn more about self-harm and find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Address the problem head-on. Do not ignore the problem or treat it like a passing fad. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem solve or put things in a more positive light. They should instead focus on confirming what they are hearing young people say and recognize when professional help is needed. Find information about the signs of a mental health crisis, including when to seek immediate help, on the Crisis Services Identifying a Crisis page. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Stormy, oh, stormy.
coming up on New Wisco Weekend. We have tips, tricks, and fun ways for you to goof off from a man who makes it his life's work. And from the entire New Wisco Weekend team. That's on the way.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The standoff between the White House and a federal judge who wants answers about the deportation of over 200 migrants to El Salvador is escalating, says ABC's Selena Wang.
The judge saying the rush deportations prevented the men from challenging the administration's allegations that they were members of the Tren de Aragua gang. The president claiming he never signed the order from the deportations, appearing to distance himself from the situation.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it.
Yet the proclamation filed bears the president's signature.
Heathrow Airport, Europe's busiest, is now fully operational after days of disruption caused by a fire at a nearby power substation. Boxing legend George Foreman is dead at 76. He won the world heavyweight title at age 45 and made millions selling electric grills. And the Vatican says Pope Francis will appear from the Rome hospital where he's been treated for over a month on Sunday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers face BYU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, it's Wisconsin and Brigham Young University tonight in Denver. Badgers forward Nolan Winter. On what kind of team is BYU?
Yeah, I mean, a very tough team, well coached. Shoot the three at a very high level, so going to be a point emphasis for us to limit those. But no, they're really good in transition too, so it's going to be a good game for us and a good test for us for sure.
Game time, 6:25. It was one and done for Marquette, losing last night in the first round to New Mexico, led by head coach Richard Pitino, 75-66. Marquette Shaka Smart after the loss.
Yeah, congrats to New Mexico, Coach Pitino. I thought they won the battle of poise. They were the more poised team over the majority of the game.
Boys high school basketball in the state finals today at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, Racine Park against Tulsa West in Division II, followed by Wisconsin Lutheran versus Marshfield in Division I. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend with sunny skies today and highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, a mix of rain and snow developing late, becoming breezy as well with a low near 26. On Sunday, a mix of rain and snow changing to all rain with highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
T. Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to New Wisco Weekend on WISS and WGBW. And it's time for our cover story. Our own Lisa Hale had a chance to talk to someone who knows more about goofing off than anyone else. The official ambassador of all things Oshkosh, Pat Tracy. He spends his days goofing off all around town for Discover Oshkosh and joins Lisa on New Wisco Weekend.
Lisa, thank you for asking me about National Goof Off Day. The definition of goofing off is the avoidance of work. And I, Pat, have made an entire career out of appearing to look like I'm avoiding work. And so today I'm going to share with our listeners Pat's top five ways that you could goof off on National Goof Off Day.
Okay, hit me with them.
I live in Oshkosh, Lisa, and my favorite place to goof off is my local pool hall. It's the Varsity Club. It's right on Main Street. They have 22 pool tables. And what that means is if you get the itch to goof off and play pool, they always have an open table for you.
Okay, so that's one, Varsity Pool Club.
Yep. This is a threefer.
Okay.
Pat loves crafts, games, or puzzles. And so depending on exactly which trips your wire, you could go to Adventure Games and Hobby right on Main Street in Oshkosh. Shar has so many cool things in there that the average person has never even seen. You can just goof off and walk around Adventure Games for an hour. And just, you'll see things you've never seen before, and you'll wonder, what the heck is this stuff?
Okay.
My other favorite thing to do is, if you want to goof off with some art, our friend Rebecca at Fire Escape on Oregon Street has the most amazing collection of fired pottery things that you and your friends can sit there at these really fun tables and paint and goof off to your heart's content.
That sounds like a plan.
And then if you happen to have like a millennial with you and you want to do some goofing off with a millennial, and so that would be someone basically 20 to 30, you could go to Hobby Town in Oshkosh, because Hobby Town, A, it's amazingly full of hobbies, models, you know, cars, all that crazy stuff. But Hobby Town is the location of the back rooms. And so your Gen Zers will know about the back rooms. And so for a Gen Zer, a fun pilgrimage in Oshkosh is to actually go to Hobby Town and get a picture of yourself in kind of where the back rooms area of Hobby Town is.
And I'm going to comment a little bit on this in case you are not a Zennial or a Gen Z and don't know what the back rooms are. A photo was taken back behind Hobby Town that went viral. People have been using it for tons of things. And Gen Z always considers it the spooky back rooms. So, yeah.
It's super fun. I don't want to build it up too much because when you get there, it's not quite the entire world of backrooms that you've seen on YouTube, but it's fun to see where it all started.
That is where it started. So great. Thank you for mentioning that. What else can we do to goof off?
Pat loves to goof off by sitting in a coffee shop and watching people and doing absolutely nothing. You know, in Oshkosh, we have my kind of favorite two places where I'll sit and totally goof off. My favorite's the New Moon Cafe. It's right on the corner there in Oshkosh. It's been there literally since I've been in Oshkosh. And what's interesting about New Moon is you get beatniks and bankers and just this whole mix of life that comes through there. And that alone is entertaining and could provide you with an hour of serious goofing off.
Okay.
Now, my other place is Elsewhere Market and Coffee House. And so that's just down Main Street a little bit. That's really fun because it's everybody in there looks like they're working. Like, that's where you go. Everybody's got their computer and their students and everybody's working. And honestly, my favorite thing to do in there is to goof off with their grilled cheese and tomato soup plate. Yes, I just had to throw in some food there.
Yeah. Well, food is a good way to goof off, too, if you ask me.
Technically, you could just nibble at your food and do nothing at all.
Exactly. So that's three ways to goof off. You have a couple
now
more?
This is probably my favorite way to goof off, and I do this every day, Lisa. I don't just save this for National Goof Off Day. Walk a dog along a body of water in the spring. My dog and I go out. Our body of water happens to be Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago. And I leave my phone at home and I let the dog sniff the shore.
You goofing off is right, because you can't get anything else done if a dog is sniffing the shore. They are intent.
And I just look around at the sky and I think about nothing. And I have gratitude that we're even able to live in a beautiful place like Oshkosh, where we can goof off along a body of water. And the dog will find so much fun smells. And for me, just watching the dog is just so joyful. So I love to walk a dog along a body of water is an amazing way to goof off.
Okay. And then you have one more for us, I guess.
If you are lucky enough to have children, you can do my favorite all-time goof off adventure, make a blanket fort.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. It talk about a complete waste of time. You're going to get your spouse mad because you're going to totally mess up the house. You're going to move all the furniture. You're going to bring blankets down from upstairs. And you are going to make an amazing blanket fort in your living room. Ideally, you have children because they're going to love it. If you don't have children, you can substitute cats or dogs. And now you can go in your blanket fort. Now you could play a game. You could read a book. You could even do the most amazing goof off thing of all time. Nap.
I knew you were going to say nap. I knew it.
Lisa, are we excited about National Goof Off Day or what?
I'm more excited about National Goof Off Day than I've been in a long time about anything, because I am going to goof off. And for me to goof off, that's when the crochet hooks and the headphones come out. Nothing is better than listening to an audiobook. I'm currently rereading the Harry Potter books and waving my hook around. A few waves of the hook and I have a scarf. A couple hours of hooking and I've got a great start to an afghan. Or if I'm being really lazy, I'll sit in my favorite recliner, pop on the Golden Girls, open a bottle of wine, and just giggle. Repeatedly. Goofing off recharges me physically and mentally. How does our executive producer, Todd Michaels, goof off?
So for me to goof off, I need to basically completely shut down. And that means shutting off my phone and scrolling, which I really enjoy doing. And usually that ends up being like recipes or classic TV clips or something like that. That's usually what my scrolling gravitates to. But if I really want to shut down and just not think for a long period of time, two words, Bob Ross. Watching the reruns of the old PBS TV show, The Joy of Painting, always is a great way for me to goof off. And on top of goofing off, it is kind of productive because it allows my brain to shut down. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about the stressors in life. I'm watching Bob Ross basically having happy accidents. He always said, we don't have mistakes. We have happy accidents. And when he's making happy little trees and mountains and waterfalls and all of that kind of stuff, while he's doing that, I'm just really enjoying myself. So if I'm really thinking about goofing off, the one thing I will always do is watch some Bob Ross.
Hi, this is Pete Schwabba. When I goof off, I like to do so by playing video poker at night. I play against random people around the world, and I like to make fun of people who hit on avatars at the poker table. By the way, an avatar has a great poker face. I also like to play a game that we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, where we kick a soccer ball to a tree. It's also been called tree golf. Sometimes I like to play in the nude, usually just at night and never when it's cold.
Oh my gosh, Pete, that might be too much information. How does commentator Amanda Nimmer goof off?
I have to goof off all the time, because if I'm serious too much, it's just a bummer to me. So I'm always goofing off in some kind of capacity. Whether I'm choosing to annoy my kids by running around the house with them, or making jokes that he doesn't understand, and then for the next 5 minutes I hear, "Are you joking? Are you joking?" Yes, I'm joking. Or choosing to get the zoomies around my partner to the point where he thinks that I am a mental health patient. Or, and I'm going to admit it, watching crappy reality TV show, or sometimes great reality TV show if you watch Love is Blind and Too Hot to Handle, and critiquing it horribly for anyone around me. Life's too short. We all got to goof off. Don't be so serious.
If you compare our goof-off styles, I think you can see why Melissa Kay and I get along so well.
Goof off. What does that even mean now? Oh, well, my favorite activity is reading. But if my brain is too busy, like lately, I really enjoy watching recordings of an 80s and 90s TV show called Time Team. And then I'll work on a craft project. So Time Team is my absolute favorite show, and it's my go-to for, like, the past several years. So it's a team of archaeologists in the UK. They're called in to solve historical mysteries. So maybe somebody found pieces of pottery in their garden, or there's lumps in a field that could be a Roman settlement. Now the team only has 3 days to figure it out. I absolutely love it. So while it's on, I'll be working on the shawl that I've been crocheting for the past year. or the pair of jeans I'm shredding holes in to stitch in patterned sock fabric underneath. So think holy jeans with fun pops of color, minus the breeze. I know it's important to let my brain rest. And I'll now freely admit it's hard for me to let my hands be still. Yes, Grandma, you were right all along. And I love you. But this is how I'm able to successfully goof off so I can recharge. I'm Melissa Kay for New Wisco Weekend.
Let's wrap up our look at how to goof off with Conrad Krieger.
Hi, I'm Conrad Krieger, and when I get a chance to goof off, I like to turn on the Xbox and play games like NBA 2K and Madden with my friends. I don't get to see my friends often, so playing games with them online helps me see what's going on in their lives and catch up. Otherwise, I like to watch movies. I always try to find something I haven't seen before. And if I can't find anything, I go to Max and watch my favorite TV shows like Game of Thrones. I've rewatched 5 times. Impractical Jokers, rewatched 4 times. And if I want to watch my comfort show, I go to How I Met Your Mother. I rewatched that one 9 times. Happy goofing off!
Well, there you have it. We've given you plenty of ideas on how to goof off for National Goof Off Day. And if you didn't get any ideas from those, how about this? Run to where you store all your old keepsakes, you know, whether that's the attic or the basement, and dig out your old high school yearbooks and sit there and go through them and read all the comments people wrote to you, look at all the pictures. And, you know, maybe think, what was I thinking with that hairstyle? That's a great way to goof off. Another is a jigsaw puzzle. Or you could travel Wisconsin. Did you know that Granite Peak still has some weeks left of their ski season before they close the slopes? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there are still some major events ahead on the mountain. Granite Peak has 4 weeks left of their ski season before they close the slopes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there are still some major events ahead on the mountain.
With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the big hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces.
Thanks, Brittany. Coming up in just a moment or two, New Wisco Weekend's music segment. That's another way to goof off. Dig out your vinyl or CDs, or for the younger set, hop on your favorite music streaming service and just let the music flow over you for a bit. Best goof off ever. Of all time.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda with another New Wisco 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. Grand Union was started in 2007 on a dare. The creator of the band is a big rock and roll kind of guy, and one day he's goofing off with friends, and he was dared to start a country band. 18 years later, it's still going. McKenna May and Jake Allen from Grand Union recently appeared on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Here's a little of their interview and their music with John Mino, Jim Schmidt, Dennis Peters, and McKenna May and Jake Allen.
Dennis, introduce our very special guests.
Well, I don't think they need an introduction. They're so awesome on their own. So what the heck brought you guys in today besides your vehicle?
Sure. So Jake and I are two of the lead vocalists in Grand Union. The band has been around since 2007.
Wow.
Fun fact, it was started on a dare.
Really?
So, yeah, that's kind of funny. Still ripping, but there's four other guys in the band with us, and I've only been in the band 3 years. Jake's been around longer, but...
I think six now.
Yeah.
6 years.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Talk
so,
about
yeah.
the dare. What was it? What?
So Steve Pollack was the original founding member of Grand Union, and he is a rock and roll guy at heart.
Right.
This guy loves, I mean, we're talking Kiss, that kind of stuff.
Kiss!
And somebody said, I dare you to do a country band. And Steve goes, watch me. And next thing you know, it's kind of took off from there. And there's been a few iterations of Grand Union throughout the years.
Sure.
And this is just the latest one.
I love the backstory on your name. You know that it was a dare. Did he?
Yeah.
Is he now coming around asking for a commission?
He just retired. Know, well, we say he quit. He retired, but yeah, he
put a good almost 18 years in.
Mm-hmm. So do you write your own? Tell me about your music.
So the current lineup of the band is myself, McKenna, Jason McNabb is the latest addition we just got.
Wow, that's a great pickup.
I'm so excited to have him in the group. He's a phenomenal vocalist, great guitar player. We have Phil Smith, who's our fiddle player, guitar player, virtuoso. He's incredible. Josh Freimiller is our drummer. And then Tim Beekler, bass player, left-handed bass player, plays like nobody else, and it's just been such a great group.
We play quite a bit of country music.
Right.
I would say we're rooted
in
country.
That's always kind of been your staple over the years.
Yeah. But Jake has an incredible range, and so we'd be silly to not take advantage of it. So we mix in some rock and roll. We play some Take On Me. And
Tell
us a little bit about your background.
My background?
Yes.
This is the first band that I've ever been in.
Wow.
You wouldn't know it. I know.
No, right?
You wouldn't
yeah,
know.
I mean, I've been singing my whole life. I've done a lot of really cool, random things, you know, like National Anthem at Fenway Park. I've been in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Very random things.
Where are you from?
Here.
And you sang at Fenway?
I did, yes. But yeah, the the opportunity came to audition for the band, I was a little intimidated because it wasn't like I've never been in a band, but I went for it and I got it. And it's just been the joy of my life.
Well, we got to hear you guys. Let's play something. Okay. Let's go.
Sure. Kenna May and Jake Allen in studio this morning.
After senior year, just before the summer disappeared, we went riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. But through a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18 gets, we give each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine. We cut the bird with a little line, parking back in them couture vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweepers. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I don't remember where we got it from, I just remember feeling all grown up, taking pulls like it ain't no thing. Never told him it was my first drink, but I told him that he was the one. You're so sure when you're that young, you think you got it all figured out. And now I laugh when I think about drinking watermelon moonshine. We cut the bird with a little line, parking back in them couture vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweepers. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I thought this high would last forever, and that ain't what it does. Maybe we were drunk in love, or maybe we were just
that's one of my all-time favorite country songs. It gives me goosebumps. You sound so much like her. It's my, I'm trying to think who it is.
Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson. You sound so much like her. It's incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow. Dennis.
Amazing.
You're the expert.
How do you do that? How do you sound so pure on a Friday morning?
Yeah, you know what? I sang my whole way here, but I was a little worried about those high notes there. Aside from Grand Union, Jake and I do an acoustic duo. Oh, we do this one for our acoustic one, but we don't do it with the whole band. So we actually got to play at the Whammies. I think it was 2 years ago. We played there, but we have a list of nominations as well, I think. I don't know.
You guys do?
Jake is nominated. I'm nominated.
Tell us.
I voted for you, too, by the way.
You did, Dennis.
Just, I'm not saying because we're on the radio. I'm saying it because it's actually true and deserved. Wow.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Very
it was
nice
fun.
People.
We just kind of sat
nice
back
people.
And eavesdropped a little bit.
We did.
You guys talked about the biz and the whole thing. Instead of like competitors, it was a really cool something, you know?
Not even just that night, though, but I feel like we have a, everybody is very supportive of each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about our community here. I know you're Nina, Appleton, Oshkosh. Enough venues for you to get exposed?
I would say I'm super thrilled with this area and the support we get to be able to play music live. I mean, to be able to play this many shows in this size of area as consistently as we do, I think it's incredible.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend and our take on National Goof Off Day, March 22nd. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Our lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Joanne Krulatz, Pete Schwabba, and our commentator, Amanda Nimmer. Special appearances this week by John Mino, Dennis Peters, Jim Schmidt, and Melissa Kay. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email me anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WGBW.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters Friday there's no risk in his decision to dissolve the Department of Education, which still must be approved by Congress. He said the Department of Health and Human Services would handle special needs programs and nutritional programs, and the Small Business Administration would handle student loans.
All we have to do is get the students to get guidance from the people that love them and cherish them, including their parents. By the way, he'll be totally involved in their education along with the boards.
He also told the reporters he did not sign the order that invoked the Alien Enemies Act, allowing several hundred suspected gang members to be deported without hearings. But the president's signature is on the document that's in the Federal Register. George Foreman died Friday at 76. He regained the world heavyweight boxing title at 45 before making millions selling electric grills. And the Vatican says Pope Francis will appear Sunday from the Rome hospital where he's been treated for over a month. This is ABC News. President Trump.